Good morning, welcome. We're in Luke chapter 8 this morning. We've been looking at Luke over every time I'm asked to preach, I think. We've been working our way mostly through the book of Luke. We're at chapter 8 this morning. So we're looking at Luke chapter 8, and we'll commence for connection, verse 26. Luke chapter 8. Says this. I'm in the New International Version, Lindsay. They sailed to the region of the Gerasenes, which is across the lake from Galilee. When Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man from the town. For a long time, this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house, but had lived in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus? Son of the Most High God, I beg you, don't torture me." For Jesus had commanded the evil spirit to come out of the man. Many times it had seized him, and though he was chained hand and foot and kept under guard, he had broken his chains and had been driven by the demon into solitary places. Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "Legion," he replied. Down now to verse 35. The demons are dealt with, and verse 35, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone out, sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Down now to verse 38. The man from whom the demons had gone out begged to go with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return home, tell how much God has done for you." So the man went away and told all over the town how much Jesus had done for him. Verse 41, he's returned now to Galilee. Verse 41, then a man named Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house, because his only daughter, a girl of about 12, was dying. As Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me." Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." News comes that the young girl we first mentioned has died. Verse 50. Hearing this, namely that she had died, Jesus said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid. Just believe and she will be healed." Down to verse 52. Meanwhile, all the people were wailing and mourning for her. "Stop wailing," Jesus said. "She is not dead, but asleep." They laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But he took her by the hand and said, "My child, get up." Her spirit returned, and at once she stood up. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Her parents were astonished, but he ordered them not to tell anyone what had happened. Nice little trilogy there, lends itself to the gospel, doesn't it? Very nice indeed. We have, if you will, I'll just by way of introduction say this, we're dealing with the victorious Christ. All these people needed a doctor. They needed a physician. They needed victory over their problem, and Jesus was that victorious Christ. It says in the book of Acts, which we studied in the Bible study, you'll remember, the same author, Dr. Luke, sums up